Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Pi by Sarah Weeks, performed by Kate Rudd. Apple pie. 6 large apples, half lemon, 1/4 cup light brown sugar, 1 tablespoon flour or cornstarch, 1 teaspoon cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon cloves, 1/4 teaspoon nutmeg, 1/4 teaspoon ginger, 1 tablespoon sweet unsalted butter, 1 egg white, cinnamon sugar. Fresh picked fruit is always best, of course. But if you have to use store-bought apples, look for crisp varieties, like Macintosh or Granny Smith. Peel, core, and cut them up, but don't worry about making the pieces all the same size. Apple pies look best when they're lumpy. Squeeze lemon over the whole lot and sprinkle with sugar, flour, and spices. Toss with 2 forks and pour into unbaked, pricked pie crust. Dot with butter and cover with top crust. Crimp edges, cut vents in center of crust, and brush with egg white. Sprinkle with plenty of cinnamon sugar. Bake at 350 for 1 hour or until lightly browned. Reminder, Doc Fife's favorite. Birthday, September 27. He prefers a streusel topping. 1 stick sweet butter, 1/2 cup brown sugar, juice of a lemon, 1/2 cup flour, a handful of chopped walnuts. Work it together with your fingers until nice and crumbly. Sprinkle over apples before baking. Chapter 1.
Thank you very much.
Alice was standing beside the bed when her Aunt Polly reached a trembling hand out from underneath the leopard print bedspread. Polly loved leopard print. And pulled the girl close to whisper in her ear.
Thank you very much.
They would be the last words Polly Portman, the Pie Queen of Ipswich, ever spoke. Polly Portman was a natural-born pie maker. When she was little, even her mud pies were a cut above what anyone else in the sandbox was doing. Recognizing her talent, Polly's mother, Hester Portman, bought her daughter a little wooden rolling pin, set her on a tall red kitchen stool, and taught her how to roll out her first pie crust. As Polly grew, so did her pie-making skills. She learned that scalding milk before adding eggs would ensure a custard as smooth as silk, and that whipped cream should be whisked just shy of the point where it would turn to butter.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?